So, do you have a mask? On Friday, the CDC called for everyone to wear one in public places to keep from spreading COVID-19. I saw a woman wearing a coffee filter. Someone saw a little white cardboard takeout container repurposed as a mask. But President Trump said, only wear one if you want. Well, Jeremy Howard, a researcher at the University of San Francisco and co-founder of Masks for All, profoundly disagrees. And Jeremy, back in February, the Surgeon General said masks aren't effective. We now know that was because of fears then of a shortage for healthcare workers. You say you have 50 papers saying what the CDC is now saying, masks work. Make your case.
Yeah, so you can see what's happened here. There was a health policy decision that in order to protect the supply of masks to healthcare workers, that we would be told this convenient falsehood, which is masks don't work. So there's a couple of problems with that. The first is it's very obvious that they do work. Otherwise, why would we be asking people to provide them to hospitals? So it kind of led to a loss of trust in our peak healthcare bodies.
And you point us to countries that have, really been able to somewhat control COVID-19, Hong Kong, South Korea, Taiwan. Everyone wears masks.
Taiwan, they're making 10 million masks a day. They really invested in this. They have 30 million people, 5 deaths. Compare that to New York. Now, masks is not the only thing we should be doing. I think we should do everything that Taiwan's doing, including great testing and contact tracing and quarantine. But, their economy is still going. Their restaurants are still open.
Yeah, they haven't had a lockdown. They haven't had a lockdown.
So it's a recipe for success. Let's follow that recipe.
We want to make sure we say we're not talking about the N95 masks that the health workers need. We're talking about, you say, it could be 2 layers of cotton from a T-shirt.
So N95 is what they call PPE. It's used to protect the wearer who might be doing a dangerous procedure that causes stuff to go everywhere. That's not what we're asking you to use. We're asking you to do what's called source control. It means you might be infected. You might kill somebody without knowing it. But if you cover your face, it turns out that it actually blocks 99% of the droplets, and it's the droplets that carry the virus to somebody else's nose, mouth, or eyes.
In Hong Kong, the Consumer Council there has a recommendation of making a simple mask with a paper towel and rubber bands so you can throw them away at the end of the day. There's lots of how-tos online here in the U.S. how you can repurpose a bandana. But why is it something that's only protective for other people and not, it doesn't protect droplets from coming in?
Oh, it certainly does that as well. It's 99% effective at the ones going out because they're literally on your mouth. Whereas the ones coming in, there could be some smaller droplets that are kind of floating in the air. And as you breathe in, they might suck in through the gaps. And the other thing to notice is that the focus here is that we can actually stop this thing from spreading in the community. So that's why we need not just for you to wear a mask. We need everybody in the community to wear a mask. If we get 80% compliance, then it seems very likely we can actually stop the virus in its tracks. And to do that, we're actually going to need laws. It won't be enough just for recommendations.
Well, and, leadership from the government. We have in Prague, the Czech Republic, people have mask trees, these, trees up and down the street where people make masks and hang them for other people to use if they need them. And by the way, we've seen people out running, biking. There seems to be thinking that if I am moving quickly down a path, that somehow I don't need a mask. When would you recommend masks?
People end up infected when they're particularly in an enclosed space near someone with the virus within 6 feet. So unless somebody's coughing on you, in which case you shouldn't be out if you're coughing, then somebody jogging past a few feet away, not too much of an issue. So it's really in shops, in public transport. If you need to be, within 6 feet of people while you're like waiting in line, stuff like that, you really need a mask on.
Jeremy Howard, research scientist at the University of San Francisco, co-founder of Masks for All. Again, more at hereandnow.org. Jeremy, we'd like to ask our listeners as well, please send us pictures of how you are masking yourself. My favorite was half a grapefruit. Jeremy, thank you so much.
Thank you.